feel it burning deep in my soul. I know it's time for me to go. Welcome to Publish or Perish FM, social selling in the age of content marketing. This is the podcast for innovative and scale-seeking sales leaders and CMOs. Here's your host, Jeff Leo Herman.
Hey, it's Jeff, and welcome to episode 28 of Publish or Perish FM. We are thrilled to be here with you today. And as always, we're joined by our co-host, that's right, our new co-host, an old friend, John Poggett, our director of marketing here at Fathom. And I'd have to say, probably the guy with the coolest hair in the industry. Hi, John.
Hey, Jeff. Great to be here. Yeah. Thanks for the compliment.
Too bad this isn't a video, because then people could see what you're styling right now.
That's true. I don't give away my secrets so easily.
Right. All right. Well, we'll jump right in, because as always, we're going to focus on one thing today to scale relationships and scale revenue. And our topic today is taking Slack out of our system by using Chatter from Salesforce. So I'm not sure how many people out there are familiar with Salesforce.com's application called Chatter, but it's effectively a collaboration tool similar to Slack and other collaboration tools out there. And I tell you what, just the adoption, I know Slack is very popular and gained a lot of traction and collaboration tools are really taking hold, but we've really used Chatter effectively. And it's been, the adoption's been great simply because it's already attached to Salesforce. So I wanted to tee up today the four ways Chatter has made us more productive and effective and share that. So what do you think about that, John?
Sounds great. I love me some Chatter. Let's get into it.
That's right. That's right. And the beautiful thing here is, broadly speaking, the use of Chatter, the adoption of a collaboration tool like Chatter from Salesforce, has cut my internal email volume more than in half. And so I no longer am literally sifting through volumes of email at night after the day's over. It's cut my email in half. What the funny thing is that it's actually exposed and made more prominent all the prospecting emails that I get. So it's allowed me to delete those more quickly because I know that I can just hit that delete button and fire through that inbox knowing that I'm not going to miss anything because most internal communications come via Chatter these days.
Yeah, and I'll add to that too. Not only has it cut down on email, but it's also cut down on meetings.
Oh, right.
And so it's cut down on the amount of meetings just by use of some of the functionality that I think we'll talk about during this episode. And the meetings that I do have are just a lot more productive because of it.
Wow. Geez, I think we can stop right now. Fewer emails and fewer meetings. Adoption of Chatter should skyrocket. So, let's get into those four ways real specifically. I'd say one of the first things that we identified are how we actually use Chatter. When you fire up Chatter, once again, it's native into Salesforce.com, is building groups. And this notion, we've always had email distribution lists, and groups, and you have groups not only by your team members and department, but building groups even around affinity. And it's been interesting, can you share some of your experience on how we've built groups either by team or by affinity and what that's led to?
Yeah, so we're a fairly large or medium-sized organization. We're over 150 people servicing many different areas of the business. And you can imagine how many emails go out and different types of communications go out to different audiences. So the way that we've used Chatter at Fathom have been to separate audiences by groups, by affinity, even one-on-one groups that are private and not publicly available. But for example, we have a marketing group that's specific to the marketing team, and it's an area where we can post up relevant files, strategies, shareable documents, but also collaborate on any sort of topics and communications. And the beauty of it all is that it stays in one place. It stays in one group. So it's not like, let's say, your Facebook feed where you get different voices and different people talking about different things that can easily distract you. The beauty of the group is that you have a certain level of focus and efficiency and collaboration that just makes everything much better.
That's true. Well, in fact, that's interesting you say, because we have some groups are very large, upwards of several dozen people. other groups are quite small, like little coalitions or little groups, and even affinity groups. We have a volleyball team here, and they have a group on Chatter, yeah. I think, to coordinate their schedules. But you and I, we have a one-on-one group. So where we really drill in, post documents, post our monthly reviews, post our what's funny about, you know, flipping off a casual email over the weekend when you have a thought, like you and I do that a lot. Yeah. It's just as easy to flip up a quick idea in the Chatter. You give it a little like, a little thumbs up, and no need to reply. You can just say, gotcha, thinking about it, and it's good to go.
Yeah, and the beauty of that, too, is that on Monday morning, that dialogue is still in our one-on-one, and it's top of the fold. It hasn't gotten buried by all the J. Crew emails and all the retailers that have hit you up over the weekend, and especially the sales emails that get you, right. No offense, on Monday morning, ready to fire up. So it's sticky there. And you mentioned post meeting. It's also great for before the meeting too.
Right.
So talk about agendas and talk about what's on top of your mind this way. You know, I talked about, not only does this save you from meetings, but your meetings become more successful because you've had some dialogue prior to that meeting. So you have some consensus in terms of what you're trying to get out of that meeting. So right. A lot of that first 10 minutes of volleyballing happens before the meeting ever starts.
Yeah. And here's one tip about groups, and especially, you know, using the groups, the one-on-one groups, where it's literally two people in a private group. It's a great thing that Jordan, our Salesforce admin, and Tara, also one of our Salesforce consultants, are super cool people with a lot of discretion. Because your Salesforce admin can see everything that happens inside of Chatter, be it a private group or a public group. So just a word of warning, if you're going to use private groups, don't say anything bad about your Salesforce admin, because they can see it.
Yes, only love.
That's right, only love. So let's move on to the next way. Item number two, knowledge sharing. So not only do you find a group of people and pull them together in a virtual way, but then knowledge sharing by industry area, by you name it. There's a great way to disseminate information, posting articles, posting presentations, starting threaded dialogues. I know after the F8 Developers Conference last week, we actually had really robust dialogue on Chatter about the implications of Messenger and bots and live video. And I found that to be so much more fun and productive than literally reply all, reply all, reply all.
Yeah, I agree. And with that said, we keep our groups public too. So even if we're talking about something like the F8 conference in the marketing group, we tend to get a lot of dialogue from the content group, from the paid media group, from the nurture marketing group. So it's cool to see that knowledge sharing go on, that level of collaboration.
Right. So that goes without saying. That's kind of like an obvious use case, right? Just similar to Facebook, you get a thread going, get lots of people commenting and liking, and you can really, you know, the best things get voted up to the top. So that one's obvious. But I tell you what, the third way Chatter's made us more productive, and this goes back to Salesforce being a single version of the truth, and the famous line, if it's not in Salesforce, it doesn't exist. Well, look, there's so much data flowing through Salesforce, and we have so many different dashboards with different time horizons, grouped by team, grouped by solution. You know, the beautiful thing is there are so many ways to group that data. Using the left rail of a Chatter group really reinforces that single version of the truth. So on the left rail, you can hang important links and do descriptions and just pack lots of information on the left rail. It's kind of like a navigation guide to a group. That single version of the truth has made us so much more effective because we're all looking at the same dashboard on a weekly basis. We're all looking at the same agenda on a consistent basis with a virtual team. And I think the left rail is actually my favorite application when using Chatter.
Yeah, the left rail is great. It's almost like the modern version of the company bulletin board. So you can do it, obviously, for a company-wide group, but you can also do it for marketing, and they can have their own left rail. Paid media can have their own left rail. Sales can have their own left rail. We use Box.com for our cloud-based file sharing. So what we do is we just hyperlink to the shareable folder on Box, call it whatever we want to call it. Let's say documented content marketing strategy. And everyone within that group and across the organization, if it's public, has access to those files, and they're updated regularly.
Yeah.
And it's another way to collaborate, but also another way to save time. So if you're always being asked as a marketer or sales guy, how's your quota? How's the pipeline? Or how are MQLs or SDLs doing? I just point them to the left rail and say, hey, this is updated in real time. Check it out.
Yeah, yeah. And we often, you know, our sales team often goes off the rails. No, I'm just kidding. But no, this left rail has really reinforced it. In fact, I recall at the Box conference, our use of Box as a collaboration tool and then attaching it to Chatter is what got us some recognition because of the way in which we integrate those two systems.
Yeah, so we ended up with Box's, we were the top user out of all of their SMB clients of Box.com for adoption. So that was a huge honor that we had. So our score was only about, so they give you an algorithm similar to like a social selling score, and it has to do with how you use Box and the adoption level there. But our score ended up being just 4 points below Box.com's score. So
wow.
We're almost closer than the mothership.
That rocks. Collaboration at its finest. So that's good. So that left rail, that single version of the truth that makes us so much more effective and focused, because we're all focused on exactly the same thing and, you know, that single denominator notion. So that's cool. That's cool. And then the last one, the fourth way Chatter's made us more productive, it's appreciation. And John, if I haven't said it often enough, I greatly appreciate the way in which we work together. So I think I should go into Chatter and give you a everyone a leader thumbs up little icon there, right? That's what I'll do as soon as we get off. So
awesome.
I'm not joking. I think this notion of appreciation reinforcement, it's the feed in Chatter, and someone closes a deal, there's a good looking dashboard. I mean, you just throw that up in the feed, and there are lots of great ways to reinforce, you know, appreciation and team wins and success in the stream.
Yeah, I think you're right. Appreciation goes a long way. And it's also great to share that across, you know, your organization, have other people see that you've been recognized or that you're recognized someone else's accomplishments, because it tends to become contagious at that point. And you start to think, well, hey, I like working with Jeff too. Maybe I'll give him, make order from chaos badge. And Salesforce gives you that ability, or Chatter gives you that ability to make customized badges. So we name ours after our core values. You might have like award for hitting quota or making the year or coming in under budget, whatever it might be. So you have the ability to customize there and make it public. And other people can chime in too and go, hey, you rock.
Yeah, yeah. And hey, then you can become the love guru, right?
Yeah, so we give an award called the Love Guru. That's not what you think it is, but it's for the person that has either sent or received the most love. So it's and just another way of recognizing and appreciating people that appreciate other people or that have been recognized.
Yeah, that's great. That's cool. I mean, that appreciation is so important. Things move so fast, and emails are, I don't know, they're not, there's, it, they lack context, right? And they, unless you, once again, you know, put the world, copy the world on that distribution, it's hard to really share and appreciate all the great work that all the team's doing. So I think it's cool. That's great. That's great. Anything else to add, John? Any other parting thoughts on Chatter and productivity?
I love Chatter. If I were to make a recommendation, if you're not using Chatter, talk to admin, your Salesforce admin, and ask them why you're not using Chatter. But I would definitely leverage an affinity group if you have one, or at least, at the very least, just your functional group. So if you're sales, have a sales group. If you're marketing, have a marketing group, et cetera. But also think about using one-on-ones. Use one-on-one groups for your direct supports, your direct reports. And it's just a better, more effective way of communicating. And I think the best piece of feedback I get with my one-on-ones with the team that supports me is they just love our communication flow. There's no wasted time.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, John, speaking of that, I just thought of a fifth one. I literally, in my head, security. And that's kind of a kind of a nerdy thing to talk about. But hey, our IT, you know, leadership here loves Chatter because there's intense security. and there are no issues. I'm sure there are probably lots of Facebook groups that have spawned up or LinkedIn groups that have spawned up for internal purposes. And I know, you know, those other organizations, but security's baked in with, you know, because of the close connectivity of the native installation on Salesforce. So that's probably a fifth reason that we should add to our list.
Great point. I think everybody, at least at some point, has either fallen victim to the reply all when they shouldn't have, or, you know, you quickly type J and you think you're getting Jeff, but you're really getting Jeremy, and the wrong message gets sent, and Salesforce Chatter eliminates that for the most part.
Right.
Great point.
Cool. Good deal. Well, John, that's it. I think that's a wrap. So we covered five ways Chatter makes us more productive and effective. And like John said, if you want tips on how to use Chatter, you know, your Salesforce admin definitely has a depth of knowledge, or just ask us, right? We're happy to share how we use Chatter, give you some screenshots, give you some guidance. We can hop on the phone with you and just talk you through some initial use cases and how we drive adoption, and how we even have a Chatter usage dashboard. So to reinforce the usage of Chatter and to once again cut back on that email volume, we build a Chatter dashboard, just like our leads dashboard and our opportunity dashboard. So also happy to give you a look at that. All right. Well, that's a wrap for today. And as always, we appreciate your participation and ongoing dialogue, especially as we share this content out to our favorite social platforms like LinkedIn and Twitter, and, you know, showing some emerging love on Facebook. So I think that's something to acknowledge. But please tweet us up if you have any questions or you want to learn more about Chatter. I'm at Jeff L. Herman, 2 R's, 2 N's. And John is at, go ahead, John.
J. Pogat, J-P-O-G-A-C-T.
All right, there you go. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks, everyone. Great to talk to you today. And as always, and you can join me on this, John, we hope you think like marketers. Yeah, there you go. And sell like animals.
Sell like animals.
There you go. There you go. Nice. All right, have a great afternoon.